Thousands of Mexicans drive their children across the border each day to attend schools in the United States. But for a few families, the daily commute heads in the opposite direction to private schools south of the border. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Beth Ford reports.
When Jessica Amezcua drops her four-year-old daughter Amanda off at school in Tijuana, Amanda's teacher is waiting outside to greet them. Maestra Marcela Uriarte scoops Amanda out of her car seat and promptly plants a kiss on each cheek. The warmth and affection of the staff here at the Montessori Mundo School is one of the reasons Amezcua drives across the border each day to take Amanda to school and eight-month-old son Danny to daycare.
I feel like I'm dropping them off with an extended family member. I feel like they're my friends. The teachers are my friends. I can talk to them. They care for the children. They care for you. It's a much more family-friendly environment.
Inside the school, Amanda and her classmates sit in a large, clean room where brightly colored letters of the alphabet hang on the walls. This class, like all of the others, has at least two teachers. Music is a large part of the curriculum, and the children in Amanda's class enthusiastically join in their favorite song, Una Rata Vieja. Each year since the school opened in 1991, there has been at least one student from north of the border. Jessica Amezcua, who lives in the San Diego suburb of Chula Vista with her children and husband, says she originally started the commute to save money. The cost of private school and daycare in Tijuana is about a third of what it is in San Diego. But, she says, she now believes that Mexican schools provide a richer education.
They seem to have great control and respect from the children. They work with them one-on-one. They work with them in groups. I just think it's an excellent system that they have.
After delivering Amanda to school, Amezcua drives through the narrow Tijuana streets to son Danny's daycare. One of the babysitters at the center, Edith Vigiola, takes Danny from Amezcua's arms and nestles him in her own. Vigiola grew up in Mexico, but has several friends who moved north to San Diego. She says some of them have organized a carpool to bring their kids down here to Tijuana each day,
because they want them to know how to write Spanish, know the different holidays, and not lose their history. And if they don't get their start here, they would never get it back.
The bottom line for parents who participate in the cross-border commute is the belief that Mexican schools offer their children something they just can't get in the United States, all of which translates into a lot of driving for Jessica Amezcua. After returning back home to their duplex in Chula Vista, Amanda can't wait to show her mother all of the work she completed at school.
The letter G.
The letter G.
And another letter G.
And what was she gonna
Despite the constant commute, Jessica wouldn't have it any other way.
And it's kind of neat that Amanda and Danny have truly binational cultures. They know both cultures from the United States and Mexico, and it's not just the language, it's the culture too, which I think is so important.
Amezcua says as her children get older and take on more after-school activities, she's not sure she'll be able to continue taking them to Tijuana. But she believes their early experiences in Mexican schools will give them an appreciation for their heritage that will endure no matter which side of the border they attend class on. For NPR News, I'm Beth Ford in San Diego.